Coronavirus continues to spread. Many businesses stay closed. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The number of new coronavirus infections continues to rise. More than 40,000 infections, mostly in mainland China. More than 900 people have died. The Chinese government and businesses are trying to contain the virus spread, closing factories and ports, quarantining major population centers, and keeping workers from returning to their jobs. And as people's lives are being turned upside down by the virus and efforts to control it, the economic ties linking them to the rest of the world are also being disrupted. Supply chains and the businesses that depend on them. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us to talk the bigger picture. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as far as markets are concerned, it's not just that coronavirus is keeping people in their homes and factories closed. There's a bigger fear here. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, the manufacturing cycle really was the epicenter of slowing in the global economy last year. There's been a lot of indications that we were turning a corner. Global manufacturing was going to be better. That would lift global growth. That would help U.S. exporters and the U.S. manufacturing sector. So for this epidemic to hit the epicenter of global manufacturing in China really potentially derails that recovery.
Do we have a sense of how much this will suppress global growth?
Well, it depends. If, as some of the epidemiologists expect, the rate of infection begins to plateau and the virus is contained, then we do have past episodes to look to where the hit to Chinese growth will be significant, but probably temporary and will bounce back in coming months. And then the ripple effects to other countries similarly will be temporary and then bounce back. But we still have to see that evidence that the virus is, in fact, contained.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
As Julia mentioned, the virus has shaken one of the centers of global manufacturing, and that has businesses large and small trying to manage that disruption. Among those businesses, on the bigger side, Apple, which makes its smartphones in China. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Most of Apple's top-selling iPhones, iPads, and Macs are made at contract manufacturer Foxconn's huge factories in China. Exports come through the port of Wuhan, epicenter of the epidemic. Analysts have warned Apple's shipments from China could be down 5-10% this quarter. Angelo Zeno at CFRA Research says Apple has tried to shift production to countries like India and Vietnam without much success.
China just has a very well-established, sophisticated supply chain. They've got the right people there and a significant amount of demand.
Consumers in the U.S. appear to be paying close attention to the coronavirus. John Lear at Morning Consult points to a recent survey.
39% of respondents said that they are less likely to buy Chinese-made goods. It could just sort of fuel the fire of anti-import sentiment.
Apple's next new product out of China is expected to be a low-cost iPhone aimed mostly at developing markets like India. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Medicare provides health insurance for Americans 65 and older, but people close to retirement age still worry about being able to afford health care. That is according to a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. That fear can cause people in their 50s and early 60s to keep a job they wouldn't otherwise, delay retirement, or avoid seeking medical care altogether. I'm joined by lead author of the study, Renu Tipirneni, a primary care physician and health policy researcher at the University of Michigan. Dr. Tipirneni, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us more about what you found out about these anxieties over healthcare costs that middle-aged Americans are having to cope with?
We found that adults age 50 to 64 expressed a lot of concerns about their ability to afford health insurance. 45% said that they were not confident in their ability to afford health insurance in retirement. And 27% said that they were not confident in their ability to afford health insurance even in the next year. This was a lot more than we had thought we would see.
Your research shows that people with these concerns were 3 times less likely to get medical care or refill their prescriptions because they're worried about the costs. That must be a major concern for you as a physician.
It is. I mean, as a physician, I know that seeking regular medical care is critically important for adults in their 50s and 60s to prevent and treat health conditions. The fact that we found so many adults in this age group that were worried about affording health insurance and avoiding care because of costs is a major signal that we need to have more policy solutions to address this to prevent a public health crisis.
Medicare provides health insurance for Americans 65 and older. So why is affordability still such a concern?
Well, I think there are two aspects of this. One is that people may or may not retire at the age of 65 when Medicare eligibility kicks in. So some people may need to retire early for health reasons or needing to caregive for their family. And they may be worried about costs of other types of health insurance, whether that's retiree health plans, marketplace plans that can be purchased on healthcare.gov, or even Medicaid in states that expanded Medicaid. I think the other reason is that even for adults over the age of 65 who are eligible for Medicare, it's a great coverage plan, but many are still worried about out-of-pocket costs. So there are still co-pays associated with prescription medications, with going to doctor's visits. And I think for a lot of people who need to seek healthcare regularly and need to take a lot of medications, those costs add up and make people very worried.
Dr. Renu Tipirneni is a physician and health policy researcher at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, Sabri.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.